churches are closed in Indonesia, thousands pray in the open. Teaching English is the open door to a student's heart, and a Bible translation ministry is entering the online gaming craze. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of the world's Christian leaders are in Indonesia this week for the World Prayer Assembly 2012. It comes at the same time as the advance of Islam in Aceh. Recent elections put a governor in place who's supporting strict Sharia law. His first act? Closing 17 houses of worship. The C Company's Mark Kordick says then thousands of prayer warriors came.
It's no accident that the World Prayer Assembly has been planned for 4 years to occur in Jakarta. This is a nation that has 500 prayer networks across the country, the largest Muslim nation in the world.
These world church leaders are praying for national transformation. Participating remotely from the U.S., Kordick says,
the dominating theme really is love and unity. There are talks in small groups and in the large assembly that the kindness of God leads others to repentance and salvation.
It's history in the making. A massive prayer event hit Thursday. See the rest of the story at our website. Next, this summer may be the most challenging year facing Ron Hutchcraft's On Eagle's Wings Native American Outreach. The reservations where 60 Native Christians will preach the gospel include some of the most devastated places in America.
One of the places we're going is the number one poorest place in America. Over half the people there, over half, live below the poverty level. And at certain seasons of the year, there is 90% unemployment.
They'll travel to the epicenter for violent Native gangs, to a place where the entire mental health staff is quit, and to an area where life expectancy is only 49.
Nothing is breaking through to these young people. And in many cases, honestly, if they don't come to Christ, they will not be alive much longer. That's not an overstatement. That is statistically true. It is tragic.
They'll hear the gospel this summer, but
we should not go unless God's people are committed to pray.
Get a prayer calendar to help you pray and a free book at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. In order to go to a university in Thailand, students have to have a good command of the English language. Unfortunately, that's not always possible, says Chris and Dora Barbie with the Mission Society, who are teaching English in Royet in northeastern Thailand. Chris says,
our region's the poorest in the country. Without good enough teachers, most of our students just don't have the opportunity. The ministry that we're part of has actually got students into college from many villages where before no one from these villages had ever been able to have the opportunity to go to school before.
With that success brings demand, despite the fact the Barbies are Christians.
Thailand is primarily a Buddhist country. All of our schools are primarily Buddhist schools, and they are very aware that we are believers in Jesus. We're still very welcomed in because the demand is so high and because they need help. It's a huge open door, and we don't see it as just a tent-making opportunity, but actually, you know, a ministry opportunity into itself.
Pray for the Barbies as they continue learning the language. We turn next to Turkey, where the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or team, is reopening a cultural center in the Middle East. It was forced to close for over a year due to bureaucratic red tape and construction delays. Called the St. Paul Cultural Center, it was established as part of a church plant in Antalya, Turkey. The city has a steady flow of Turkish, Kurdish, and foreign immigrants and countless opportunities to share the hope of Christ. Go to our website for the rest of the story. And Wycliffe Bible Translators has jumped in on the online gaming craze. In Other Words is a Bible quiz game Wycliffe created. It's an opportunity to share exciting advancements in Bible translation, engage friends and family in friendly competition, and even win prizes. Of course, the main point is to spread the word about Bible translation to speed up efforts so every person on earth has access to Scripture in their heart language. Play In Other Words through a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. Sounds like a real blessing, doesn't it? If Global Action draws your name, they'll send you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name now. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.